This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. World leaders pledged more than $3 billion on Thursday for the global fight against the pandemic as the United States marked a grim point in its own COVID-19 battle. And without the billions of dollars in emergency funding Biden has sought so far from Congress, the U.S. has recorded about 82 million COVID-19 cases, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Estimates of the total deaths vary, but as of Thursday, Johns Hopkins University data said about 999,000 deaths had been recorded. New U.S. cases and hospitalizations have been rising in recent weeks, but the number of deaths has stayed relatively low, about 300 per day. That's down from more than 3,000 per day in February. The U.S. came to this gathering without a commitment from Congress for the $5 billion in global funding that Biden had asked for, leading Vice President Kamala Harris to appeal to the U.S. Congress to approve the White House funding requests. She said the Biden administration has called on Congress for $22.5 billion in additional emergency funding to battle COVID-19. She said $5 billion of that would be dedicated to the global effort to fight the virus, while the remaining $17.5 billion would go toward domestic funding. North Korean state media say at least one person confirmed to have COVID-19 has died, and hundreds of thousands have shown symptoms of what it calls a fever. The news hints at the potentially dire scale of the country's first confirmed outbreak of COVID-19 since the pandemic began. The official KCNA news agency said some 187,800 people are currently being treated in isolation after a fever of unidentified origin. VOA News. The U.S. Senate has confirmed Jerome Powell for a second four-year term as Federal Reserve Chair. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
On this vote, the yeas are 80, the nays 19, and the nomination is confirmed.
The final tally, overwhelmingly bipartisan. The 80-19 vote reflecting broad support for not only Jerome Powell, but the Fed's drive to combat surging prices through a series of sharp interest rate hikes that could extend well into next year. The Fed's goal is to slow borrowing and spending enough to ease inflation, which is at its highest in four decades. Most Republicans blame President Biden's $1.9 trillion COVID relief package for it, rather than the Fed's ultra-low interest rates. But many economists have criticized the Fed for waiting too long to respond to worsening inflation, making taming it harder and riskier. Ben Thomas, Washington.
The United States has joined the Vatican in expressing concern after Hong Kong police arrested a prominent Catholic cardinal and other pro-democracy activists on national security charges. The 90-year-old cardinal and former bishop of Hong Kong, Joseph Zen, was arrested Wednesday on charges of collusion with foreign forces. He's a fierce critic of the Beijing government. Zen was later released on bail. White House National Security Council Coordinator for the Indo-Pacific, Kurt Campbell, said in a statement that the United States is increasingly troubled by the Hong Kong government's efforts to pressure and eliminate civil society, clamp down on those who speak out in the media, religious circles, and in academia. At the Vatican, spokesperson Matteo Bruni said in a statement, the Holy See has learned with concern of the news of the arrest of Cardinal Zen and is following the developments of the situation with extreme attention. The world got a look Thursday at the first wild but fuzzy image of the supermassive black hole at the center of our own Milky Way galaxy. The colorized image unveiled Thursday is from the International Consortium behind the Event Horizon Telescope, a collection of eight synchronized radio telescopes around the world. Previous efforts had found the black hole in the center of our galaxy too jumpy to get a good picture. And U.S. President Joe Biden is considering a trip to the Korean Demilitarized Zone when he visits Asia later this month, that according to White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki. Revisiting our top story this hour, world leaders pledged more than $3 billion on Thursday for the global fight against the pandemic, as the United States marked a grim point in its own COVID-19 battle, 1 million deaths. Marissa.